Congressman Will Hurd is taking a second bite at the IT modernization apple. The Texas Republican has introduced an updated version of the Modernizing Government Technology, or MGT Act. Hurd tells executive editor Jason Miller why he's more confident in this version of the bill that's expected to help agencies move off of old, insecure technology.
The crux of this MGT bill, or Modernizing Government Technology, is this working capital fund idea. If you're an agency and you save money by modernizing your digital infrastructure, for example, like transitioning into the cloud, the money you save, you can put into a working capital fund and have access to for 3 years. So what does that do? That this whole notion of if you don't use it, you lose it, you get rid of that when it comes to IT procurement. You are incentivizing saving money. And this is a way to make sure that we're introducing the latest technology into our infrastructure to protect it, but also to help improve efficiency so that we're providing an efficient service to the American people. We also have this Technology Modernization Fund, which is a centralized fund. It's going to be up to the appropriators in the 2018 appropriations process, whether they put money in it. But this is a tool that can be used to help assist some of those agencies that aren't able to realize savings immediately.
One of the things about the bill is, obviously, it's different than last year, but not so much different. Walk me through a few of the main differences between this version and last version.
Well, some of the main differences, this bill got passed through the House, and this was at the end of the year in the going into the Senate, and we had a very large CBO score, a CBO score that's about $9 billion. That was going to cost the American people, which is not accurate. This is already, it's a way of reprogramming existing appropriations. And so we've been sitting down with CBO and talking through to them how modernization works. The GAO office has been doing the same thing. And so CBO had suggested some tweaks here and there to address the score issue, and so that didn't have this outrageous score. Working with the Office of American Innovation at the White House, they had some suggestions on how they wanted to see this tool being used through the agencies and the centralized fund, and we did that. And we also made the decision to have the fund managed by TTS. They've had a proven track record of having innovation, and having an entity that can do that with this tool is going to be great.
So let me back up on one of those things, the CBO score. I know it was a big deal, and some say that, this was painful, but really, it was really, you guys ran out of time last year. What was the main tweak? What did CBO suggest that you do to say, okay, how do we reduce that score to maybe to zero or just a lot less than $9 billion?
It starts with, under the President Obama administration, in their budget, they had requested $3 billion for this centralized fund. That impacted the score pretty significantly, even though we knew that appropriators would not have appropriated that kind of money. We capped the amount of funds that can go in the centralized fund to $250 million for year one and $250 million for year two. There are some technical language that said only funds in the future can be used, which ultimately impacted the score. And the conversations that we've had with them that helped tweak their understanding of how modernization would work and how this new tool that CIOs and agencies would have access to, how it would actually be used. So we feel good about it. And also we have more time in order to talk to our friends on the Senate side. We also are going to have a Senate companion bill from Senators Udall and Moran, and that may be dropped today or Monday. So having a Senate companion is going to be helpful, and having those gentlemen fight this through the Senate is going to be helpful too. And the White House is behind this firmly, and will be working with us on making sure this gets passed in the House.
You mentioned the Office of American Innovation. Any details, even at a broad level, kind of tweaks they were asking for?
Well, they were giving us some insights on how they want to see this fund used, and so that was helpful to us. And Chris Liddell there and Reed Cornish have been great in helping us here, and they've been talking about their other modernization plans and how the MGT bill fits into that. So it was a great way to look at this as a kickoff to some of these modernization efforts across the government.
One of the things about savings is you have to know where you've been to know where you're going, right? You have to have a baseline. Does the bill call for agencies to develop a baseline of costs, and then they can say, for this infrastructure. It was costing us $100 million, and now it's costing us $90 million. We've saved $10. How do you deal with that issue?
So that's supposed to have already be going on, right? And so that is what an agency is supposed to do. So we didn't need to codify that with this language. But part of the oversight that we're going to have to do once this gets put in law is to show how this is being used. I will guarantee you this. There are 24 CFO agencies. I guarantee not everyone is going to take advantage of this working capital fund idea. And there's going to be some that do it well, and there's some that are going to be doing it poorly. This is why I like the idea of a decentralized fund that each agency, rather than having this one fund that everybody gets access to, is because it's going to be implemented and used 24 different ways. And I think that's better. And we're going to learn from its use some of the best practices.
The other piece that's interesting is the move from OMB using the centralized fund, even though it's a much smaller scale, to TTS. In many ways, the Technology Transformation Service over at GSA doesn't really have the necessary authorities, if you will, or they don't have the stick as much as they have maybe a carrot. Was there any thought about leaving that at OMB? I mean, really, OMB controls the budget. They control the management side. It's maybe a little bit of an odd fit, or do you have it set up in a way that they may run the fund, but really OMB still has control over top?
The goal, and I think this is where the White House is going to give probably some pretty clear direction, is to have TTS run the fund. Now, it got to start by getting appropriations into it, right? And that's step one. And that will be a debate that we have as we go through the 2018 appropriations process. But TTS is a nimble, creative organization, and that have a proven track record of doing innovative things. And I think that is what attracted everybody involved in the drafting of this bill to have them ultimately manage the fund.
Just reading between the lines a little bit, it seems like the White House, this was one of those tweaks from the White House?
The White House is supportive of this move and this tweak, for sure.
Do you get the sense that this cybersecurity play, this angle from cybersecurity, is really the bigger sell to the appropriators to get them to fund this $500 million over 2 years?
I think so, and I think, over the next couple of months, I'm sure the executive branch will be looking at some of the kinds of projects they would ultimately want to be funding through this the centralized fund to make a case to the appropriators of why it needs to be funded. But absolutely, I have been pleasantly surprised about how all of my colleagues from both sides of the aisle view this issue and recognize it's important. And this is a good example of how working together you can get things done.
What's the timing around this bill? Will markup happen fairly soon?
Markup's going to happen on the 2nd, which I think is Tuesday next week. And, we will likely see it go into the floor before the end of May. I think we'll see a vote on the floor scheduled.
And I know you mentioned that there's a Senate companion bill by Senators Udall and Moran on its way, if not already has been introduced. What about the Homeland Security Governmental Affairs Committee? You've had ongoing conversations with them?
Absolutely. They've been engaged and involved along the way. They've actually been helpful to us in giving suggestions on, how to deal with the CBO score over the last couple of months. And so they've been great partners. And I've learned in my a little bit over 2 years in Washington, D.C., and to not try to make predictions on what the Senate may or may not do, but we're going to work closely with them to try to see this move as quickly as possible.
You have FATARA, you have MGT now in the works. I understand there's potentially also another bill on the works around cloud computing or the FedRAMP process for cloud. Is there anything you can tell us about that?
Now, this is a process that folks want to get some more language in the FATARA. We were trying to we didn't want to complicate MGT, but streamlining that process is important. And the other thing I'm looking on is the issue of human capital and making sure we have the right people with the right skills in the federal government. GAO gave a report recently that there was about 10,000 IT jobs not filled within the federal government. We got to make sure that we have people to do that and Robin Kelly and I have been talking about this issue of the Cyber National Guard, where you have people that if you're a kid and you want to go to college and do something in their cybersecurity, government will pay for it, and then you got to come work in the federal government, not at the NSA or Cyber Command, but at Department of Interior or the U.S. Census Bureau. And then you do that for the same amount of time that you had the scholarship, and then you go work in the go work in the private sector, and the private sector loans you back into the government for 10 days a quarter or something to that effect, where you can have, it improves the cross-pollinization of ideas between the private and the public sector. And it's a way that we get, you know, we get the right talent in the places that we need. So that's a big issue that we've been working on, and hopefully we'll see something in the next few months.
Texas Republican Will Hurd is the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Information Technology Subcommittee. Speaking there with Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller, you can read Jason's story at federalnewsradio.com.